Well, what do you reckon, Kevy? Michael Clarke for Bachelor.
Outstanding.
Kevy, don't you dare.
Would be through the roof.
Do not jump on this bandwagon. Loz has got to stop this.
No, I reckon he'd be good.
Shush. Kevy, what about the footy? Help. How long are we going to have to wait? When are we getting the game?
Yeah, look, another crazy weekend, wasn't it? Really, some of the dealings with the RLPA up against the NRL. There's been a lot of banter across both ditches. Mm. So I guess today is the big decision when they come down with everything and what the players will be paid and where the NRL actually stands on everything. I believe Todd Greenberg has even stood down himself, hasn't he? Without pay?
Yeah, he's taken some leave without pay as well. Yeah, no, so certainly head office at the NRL has been particularly, well, affected, as have the clubs, of course. But, Kevy, as far as pay cuts are concerned, are you in more of a favour of, say, a tiered pay cut structure or just a percentage across the board of the playing group?
Well, I would have thought a tiered structure would be more fair for everyone. I mean, some of these players are, they're on next to nothing anyway. But again, it's not my decision. I'd like to try and keep things fair across the board when possible. I mean, I believe that's been happening with the players. I'm sure that they are. You know, they understand that they're playing a team game, and without the team around them, some of these higher paid players, well, there wouldn't be the salaries that they're earning. So, that's what my line of thinking would be. And I think the players, as I say, that it's a team sport. So that would be my line of thinking. Yeah.
Kevy, what have you made of it was released yesterday that they were supposed to have, the NRL was supposed to have $30 million in a retirement fund for the players, and $10 million of that is not there because it's been going into the costs of running the game. If you're a player, how would you be feeling, and how do you think that would have went down with the Players Association?
Well, I think you'd be filthy if you're a player, particularly if you're closer to retiring than what a lot of others are. I think this year there's probably 15 guys that have put their hand up to retire in the NRL. There's no funding there, so they would have been expecting this, knowing that they've been putting this money away each year for their retirement fund. So you'd be absolutely ropeable. And certainly the players displayed their anger yesterday, didn't they, to the NRL on this issue. There's no money in the till. I don't know where the money has gone. Nobody knows where it's gone. So they've obviously overspent. There was too many staff members. The Perth Nines was probably an expense that the game didn't need right now. I mean, the Nines are a great tournament, a great idea, but to have them all the way over in Perth was a huge expense. I know, from Fox Sports' point of view, we had so many staff members over there, staying in hotels and the like, where if it would have been in the heartland of rugby league, say maybe in Sydney or even up in Brisbane, I think that would have been a much better exercise. So that's all those things of, this is the only good that can come out of the coronavirus is everyone sort of having to sharpen their pencil again and reset, where the game should be. Obviously, there's been too much spending in the game. Possibly, and without knowing the intricate figures of the NRL, maybe player salaries are too high, coaching salaries are too high. So, if we want the game to be long-lasting and everlasting, we've got to, tie in a bit and make sure that there's not this greed and there's not this people, they're trying to take money out of the game. It should be staying in the game and making sure there's a good financial future for, not only for us, but also for the next generation and the next generation of rugby league people in Australia.
Kevy, have you spoken to Brad Fittler, obviously New South Wales State of Origin coach, and have you guys or either of you had conversations with the NRL about personally having to take a hit as well, knowing that there is so much speculation about season starting and then the Origin?
Yeah. I've had a chat with Freddie last week about what his messages have been from the NRL, and also, I've been in regular contact with Rob Moore, who's our CEO of the Queensland Rugby League, about State of Origin. Also, obviously, I'm not going to stick my head in the sand and say, well, this doesn't affect State of Origin either, because I'm well aware. And so, we've had those conversations. We'll know more this week after the meetings today and where everything stands. Obviously, State of Origin is a priority for everyone, as is the NRL getting it back, on deck. But, I don't walk around with my head stuck in the sand. I understand there's going to be some issues with Origin as well, and certainly with the NRL. So we'll wait and see when I catch up with Rob Moore, later in the week.
Kevy, just also on the pay cut situation, or the cost cut across the board, it's been put forward that we could perhaps reduce the referees from the two referee system back to one. What do you favour, two or one referee?
Yeah, well, I've got to tell you, I'm a one referee man. You know, I know with my commentary on Fox, when you get the referees' voices coming through, you know, through the channels, and sometimes they don't know which referee's in charge. And I mean, it's not a lot, it's not alarming, but I'm just a bigger fan of the one referee. You know, I think one, it just gives a lot more patrol for one referee, and it gives them a lot more responsibility, which I believe that they need. Everyone makes mistakes in games, and referees are no different. So, you know, if you talk to Bill Harrigan and these sort of guys from yesteryear, they're huge fans of just the one man referee, and they, you know, that's what my thoughts would be. That would, of course, as well reduce the expense of referees, which in this current climate would be a huge bonus for the NRL.
What's a ref get paid, Kevy?
About 300,000, I think, the average referee. So, and they got, I think, about 30. Sorry, I'm not sure. I think it's. Would you know, Laurie, how many referees they've got?
I think it's about 25.
They have 25. Yeah. I don't know. So 300,000.
Oh, reported to be the top referees. Right. So how many that is that earn that is.
Yeah, so
not
that's
sure.
Not average. Mm. No.
What do you think of becoming a referee, Laurie?
Well, it's not a bad job.
Good coin.
I can hobble out there. don't worry, the ears pricked.
Tell you what, he wouldn't be doing a Raiders game, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, you know the result, don't you? Lock Raiders in to win the comp. I'll get on them now.
I was going to say, I hope you're not doing Origin.
you can come and be my touchy. hey, Kevy, we've had this discussion, and I said last week, I think it'd take 4 weeks for the players to get ready for the season. But the more I think about it and the more we need rugby league, I think the players, their responsibility is going to have to be, when we get the phone call that it's on, they've got to be ready to go.
They have to be, mate. And even the restrictions that the government have now put on, or the NRL as well, you know, you can't train with teammates as such. If you want to do some skills, you've got to do it yourself in the backyard. Yeah. All these things, you know, we can laugh about it all we like, but these are the rules. So we must stick to the rules. And, you know, how many times as a kid you didn't have anyone to play? Well, I was pretty lucky. I had four brothers, but you just went down the backyard, you kicked, you passed it to the wall and it came off the wall. All these things are little things that you can be doing as a player, because you're right, Laurie. When they say, right, this game is on, they need to be ready to play.
Yeah.
And then taking a month to get ready to play a game of football, that's pie in the sky stuff. We don't have that time.
100%.
The players don't have anything to do right now except look after their bodies, maintain their strength, their conditioning and their fitness and their skills. And I know my son's playing in the NRL. He's of the same opinion. He's ready to go now. Whenever that time is, he's ready to go.
Yeah, I thought a month, and then I thought over the weekend, we can't afford to have a month off. As soon as they get the green light to go, they've got to be ready to go. And that's the onus is on them now, as a professional athlete, to get themselves in the best possible shape they can be. And I know it's going to be difficult, and there's plenty of challenges, but for them to get back onto the field this year and to play in a competition, that's what they have to do.
Well, that's right, mate. And the sooner they can get themselves back on the field and playing, that's when the financial side of things, you know, looks after itself as well. So, you know, it's a huge incentive for all NRL players to, you know, to be smart about their time off and their time away and get themselves and maintain their fitness and their strength. They've just come off, most of them, off, you know, 16-week pre-season. So the level of fitness is there, certainly for them. It's just about maintaining it. The hard work's been done.
Kevy, great to talk to you as always, mate. Have a great week.
Get on your gents and see if you can talk Laurie out of that referee stuff.
we're going as a package, Kev. I'll get Box in to be the other touch judge. Two Walters boys on the sideline and I'll control the game.
Sticky up in the bunker.
Oh, gee, that'd be something. Good on you, Kevy Walters.